Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Kelly Fox, and we have Terry there, and we are going to be wrapping up the month of Step 5, which is accountable, tonight. Next Monday is still February, but we're going to go on to the next step. So tonight we're going to be wrapping up accountable, and first, let's talk to Terry and see how her week went. How was your week, Terry? Oh, we can't hear her. Let's see if I can fix that. Hello?
Are you, am I on now?
There, we can hear you now.
Well, I wonder because I couldn't. I thought maybe I wasn't on the air. But now
you
I guess
were,
I am,
I guess.
Huh?
Yep.
Well, it's been a nice week. It's been my first week back from all my travels, and so I had a lot of catching up to do. I
mm-hmm.
supervise and coach a number of student teachers and interns that are becoming professional educators, and so many of the days this week I had 4 or 5 observations to work with these people that are becoming teachers, and so that was a pleasant thing, but also stressful because of the amount of time that I was traveling around the valley, visiting these different schools and people. But it gives me a chance to practice my steps and to work on my accountability to my goals for this year. And so I did really well. I came home from my trip to Minnesota and to Dublin, which is in the Northern California area, not Ireland, and with a renewed commitment to my health goals. So I had conquered sleeping. You know, that was one of the first things I was going to do. And so I have my Fitbit, and it tells me that I'm getting a regular amount of sleep, which was my first goal. So I came home committed to start my eating program. And so when I got home, I went to the store and I got all the food and I prepared it all. And so for the last week, the last 8 days, I've been true to my program. And so I've lost over 5 pounds. And today I started the exercise part of the program. So I can barely walk on my wobbly legs today. But I started that and made time for that so that by the end of the 21-day challenge, I'll have all 3 of those components of my commitment, being accountable to all 3 of them. And so tonight I took my oldest daughter with me to Weight Watchers because she's wanting to lose some weight. And I know that Weight Watchers is a great program, so I have a lifetime membership in that organization. So I went with her, and that gives me an additional support for when I'm done with this 21-day program, which is a 1,200 calories a day, which is a pretty low amount. I can just slip right into Weight Watchers, which is a more variety of food to eat and something you can just do the rest of your life easily. And then I can support my daughter in going to that as well. So I'm looking at long-term. And then she and I made some plans for some other exercise. This program that I purchased, this 21-day fitness program, has 7 days of videos that are different kinds of exercise. So I'll be doing Pilates and yoga and different kinds of exercise over the 7-day period. So I have 2 weeks of that to do, and then I can transition into working out with Shay as well. So I'm not looking at the 21 days as being the big fix, you know, even though I'll lose the amount of weight I need to lose, I'll be able to then transition into a healthy lifestyle, which will support me in my long-term goals, which is to have my golden years to be happy and healthy and have a strong core and be able to you know, do the things I want to do, go hiking and just do the kinds of things that I want to do because I have built up that strength. So I feel real good about my goals and practicing accountability and really recognizing that accountability gives you freedom to do the things that are important to you.
Great. Yeah, I've been watching you, and you're really dedicated to your goal this year, and I'm really proud of you. Eating right and holding yourself accountable to that, sleeping, you know, just really taking care of yourself. So it's exciting to see you do that. And I think when we see other people completing their goals or staying committed, it makes us want to stay committed as well. I think that anytime we do something, it gives and encourages others to do those things that they're wanting to be committed to as well. So,
thank you.
Really great.
Yeah, we had a birthday dinner last night here at the house, and I just, you know, would have liked to have had the ice cream and the cake because those are things I do enjoy. But a part of this 21-day plan is no sugar at all. And so I just, you know, I stayed committed to it. I ate the food I could eat, and I had to do a few things different than what everybody else did, but it was only that I needed to do a different kind of tortilla and, anyway, it worked out really well because I was able to eat what everybody else was eating and not feel like I was being, you know, gypped. Except when it came to the chocolate cake, but I just said, that's okay. That's a part of my commitment to myself, and I'm going to be accountable for that and not give in and have, you know, have cake and ice cream. So I didn't. And I didn't feel deprived. I felt like I made a commitment, and I was being accountable to my commitment.
Well, that's good. Yeah, the chocolate cake was pretty good, but it would have been okay if I had not had it. I had a tiny piece that supported me and not overdoing the sweets. So most of the time I skip that because I've eaten too much dinner. I don't even have room for the dessert. So I didn't overeat on the dinner part so that I could have some cake. I had a tiny piece, so
okay.
I didn't get sick on having too much sugar. This week has been kind of a whirlwind. I don't even really remember that much of it. Or this last week, I should say. Just more homeschooling. We got a new app for my youngest daughter to play with. So she's actually been doing that all week. She gets really excited, and it's all educational, so I feel really good about it. And she's actually been remembering what the letters look like, and that's something that she hasn't been doing. But I think because of the games and the repetition, she's remembering the different letters. That's been cool.
That would be a good time for you to introduce the alphabet book to her. Now would be a good time to introduce that alphabet book idea to her.
Yeah, we have it ready to go. I just have to find my magazines. I still haven't been able to find my magazines. But we were going to make this ABC book where she cuts things out of magazines that start with the different letters. And
she could draw pictures, too.
Yeah, we could do that, too. But, that's what we've been doing this week. And then this coming week, the week we are currently in, we have doctor's appointments and fun stuff like that. So it'll be a little bit busier than our normal day-to-day routine. But, and this Wednesday we're going to a play that my niece is in and my sister is directing. So that will be fun. And I think that's all we have going on this week. But talking about being accountable, one of the things that I use to help me be accountable to the things that I've committed to is, and I've had this for a long time, on my phone, I set alarms and reminders. I use my calendar. I look at my calendar several times a day because I have a tendency to forget that I have things going on quite easily. And so I put everything in there. I have alarms set for when the kids need to be out the door to go to school. I have an alarm for when school gets out. I have alarms for their different activities. I have to set alarms and reminders for everything because I know that I forget so many things. So I set alarms. That's one way I help myself stay accountable to getting to places on time and remembering that I have events or commitments that I've made to people. And that helps me not be so anxious, because a lot of times I'll feel like, I think I'm supposed to be doing something today, and I check my calendar and I don't have anything going on, so then I can let that feeling go. It helps with that feeling, as well as it helps me to know that I'm where I'm supposed to be, and I'm, you know, being responsible with getting my kids to the things that they need to be at. And it's a really helpful tool that I have been using for years. And as technology gets better and as my phone gets smarter, it gets easier to, you know, to update and, you know, do all of those kinds of things with my phone. So, I mean, I was doing it probably 15 years ago with a Palm Pilot, and it wasn't as easy then. it's really easy now. And I even I send reminders to Jay. So if it's something that's going on with the kids, I can send a reminder to his phone, so he has a little thing that goes off, so he remembers, you know, that the kids have an appointment, or there's an activity going on for them, or, you know, there's an activity going on for me, and so he needs to be home so that I can go to that, or, you know, whatever it is. So it's a tool that I use to support him in knowing what's going on as well. So
Yeah. Well, that's great. I need to learn how to do that, or I could learn how to do that to use my phone, because I still use a handwritten calendar, and it works for me, but I know that I could do the whole year in my phone. I wouldn't be tied to just the months in my calendar, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also easy, like, for the Fearless Generations, I can put it in my calendar to be every Monday, and I don't have to write it down every Monday in a book.
Yeah.
You know, it just automatically shows up every Monday. You know, or alarms, you know, I can set an alarm to go off, you know, a half an hour before the show every Monday. And so it's something I'll never forget, because I have this alarm already set and ready to go. So it's a way for me to, even though I always remember Monday nights I have a show, at the very beginning, sometimes I would forget, because I wasn't in the habit of always having something on a show every Monday. So it was really helpful then. And then every once in a while, things kind of get crazy, and you get lost with what time it is, and the alarm will go off and remind me, oh, it's 8:30. Okay, well, we need to wrap things up. We need to get the kids in bed, you know, because sometimes things go a little late. But, you know, it's really a helpful tool for me to keep me on task responsible, and reminds me of my commitments. I have one that goes off that reminds me to pray just in case the morning gets crazy and I'm having to jump out of bed. You know, I have an alarm that goes off that reminds me to pray. I used to have an alarm that would go off to remind me to take my medication, but I don't have one right now. I just take it when I get up. And that's been working fine for me. But yeah, so I think whatever you know challenges you might have with you know being accountable, you know, set yourself up for success. I've talked about this before. You know, set yourself up for success. Like, I've been wanting to be better at writing my acknowledgments and my gratitudes. And so, you know, a way that I have a little book that I write them in, and I used to carry it around with me in my purse all the time, but I hardly ever go anywhere. So it kind of was out of sight, out of mind. So a way for me to set myself up for success is to put it somewhere that I sit, or to put it somewhere that I'll see it and I'll remember, oh, okay, I want to write my acknowledgments and my gratitude. And so, you know, like you have yours probably right by your bed, because you know, that's part of your routine. It's right there. It's easy access. You can do it. And I think that, you know, anytime we want to do something new, we want to try to make it as easy as possible for us to remember to do it. So what are, you know, what are these new commitments that you're wanting to make? What are these new things that you're wanting to hold yourself accountable, you know, for? And then what are some things that you can do to help support yourself in keeping those commitments? You know, writing yourself a note and putting it up on your mirror or on your fridge or somewhere that you're going to see it, you know, so that you can remind yourself, hey, you have this new commitment. Don't forget, you know,
yeah.
And so that you can remember, you know, to remember to do it, remember to keep it on your mind, so that as you think about it and as you do it, it becomes a habit, and then, you know, you're keeping those commitments that you want to, and you're closer to your goal or your dream or the person that you're trying to become.
Yeah, I was thinking in preparation for our conversation this evening, I was thinking about the steps that came before this one, and just after looking at this workshop and thinking more about it and participating in it in Minnesota, I just realized how synergistic these steps are and how they work together. And so just mm-hmm. having an awareness about what it is that you are committed to, and then a willingness to take action and be accountable, and having mm-hmm. compassion for yourself. But when, say, for instance, I did have that chocolate cake last night, that wouldn't have been the end of the world. I could have had compassion for myself and just said, oh, well, you know, it was all, the temptation was overwhelming, and you just could taste it and you wanted to have it. And now you can go forward tomorrow and just stick better to your plan, and then have things written out and just ways to support me in sticking to the food that I have prepared instead of reaching for the chocolate cake, which I've had to do all mm-hmm. day today, not to reach for the chocolate cake. But how those steps really work together, both the awareness, the willingness, the commitment, the compassion, and then the accountability, and just thinking about how synergistic these steps are, and looking at them as a journey that's not one step after the other always, that they work together in a circular fashion to bring you to that place where you can make your choices freely, and it can be around your freedom and not out of fear. So I just mm-hmm. I like to reconsider how they work together as we get ready to move on to the next one, which is present moment, and just see how important awareness and willingness and commitment and compassion are to accountability. And mm-hmm. think, you know, think about that as our listeners are working on these steps and around their goal, to remember that there's, you're going to be flipping back and forth between these steps all the time. It's not, oh, well, I'm done with awareness, now I'm done with willingness. It's a integrated approach to becoming able to make choices that are based in freedom. And mm-hmm. it's these steps are what help you to do that.
Right. I think they build on each other. Like, once mm-hmm. you start awareness, you continue awareness throughout the whole entire process. It's not, I only have to be aware for a month. Because when you start becoming willing to take up sports, that's going to cause more awareness around those actions that you're taking and how they affect you once you take them or what's stopping you from taking them. And those create more awarenesses. And then you connect with yourself and you say, okay, why am I not willing, or why am I not as willing as I thought I would be to take these steps forward, you know? And then have compassion for yourself, hold yourself accountable, and then live in the present moment. So, yeah, I mean, every step, you know, leads to each other, but they also, you don't have to necessarily do them in order. Some moment might take every single one of them. So it's just having an awareness of all of them, being willing to step into all of them, staying connected to yourself, having compassion for yourself. You know, it's almost that you need each one of them, possibly in the same, you know, in the same moment, you know, going forward.
Yeah.
They all work together. Mm-hmm. But I think as you learn them per, you know, a month at a time, it kind of, one prepares you for the next to, you know, it's not like you're getting all 12 and we're saying, all right, go for it. You're getting to easily step from one to the other and take the last one with you into the next month. So it's a gradual process of learning each step. And then at the end of the year, you'll be able to take them all as you go forward. But of course, we're going to do this again. So, and each time we do this, we go deeper. We have a different focus. We take a different, you know, possibly a different direction or a deeper course in the same direction or whatever it is that we're doing, because the year before has changed us. And so I think that's what makes these steps just amazing, and fearless living in general, is that there's always more awareness, and you're going to always need to be willing to continue to go forward. And there's no stagnant. There's no, you know, time of settling or sitting. There's always a forward movement. There's always more information. There's always, you know, a place that you're looking forward to.
Yeah.
But while still enjoying the present moment.
I think that's what's really, well, for me, it's very motivating to be able to internalize and then be able to speak and think and act according to those principles, because you've internalized them to the point where they're part of you, and you share them willingly with other people as well. I mean, you just start to ask people questions to bring them about their awareness and see what, you know, help them to find what they're committed to. And it's just exciting when I'm thinking about what, as I'm looking at my life and simplifying so that I can focus on my passion, that it becomes more and more clear to me that this is what I want to do, is to help others to find these principles applicable to their lives and internalize them so that they can move forward in their life and accept challenges and opportunities with anticipation for growth, and find the good in situations that might appear to be difficult, and yet there's opportunities to grow and to become more competent and to become better able to be true to yourself and to be the person that you were created to be. And I think that is becoming more and more clear to me the more times I go through these steps, that these steps are the stepping stones. They are the connections to our life that can help us to make those decisions that will carry us forward. Yeah, I think it's really exciting. I going to the workshop with Sherry and Larissa just was really helped me to see how much deeper I could go. And now I'm really excited about presenting this workshop with other coaches and bringing it here to my community and to others to be able to see that in their lives as well. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. I'm excited for that too. Yeah, I love Pathways to Change. I think it's just a really great workshop, and it's gonna be amazing to be able to watch you present it and to have the people that we've been interacting with here locally to get that information and to see how, you know, it's just really awesome to be at a workshop, supporting a workshop, and seeing people have transformations and aha moments and see them get things that, you know, to make those connections that they hadn't been able to make before. And, you know, to possibly let things go or to see, to clearly now see their path forward and what their next steps are. It's really exciting.
Yeah. I was giving a workshop over at the county last week on, you know, just dealing with employees that may appear to be difficult. And so I was explaining that my understanding about compassion had increased to the point where difficult people, I was able to let go of the taking it personally with them and to recognize that they were just trying to get their needs met. And having compassion for their humanity, that they were just trying to get their needs met, and being able to detach from the outcome of them liking me or, you know, whatever it was that I might have been engaged in prior to that understanding, you know, that they're just trying to get their needs met. I don't have to accept their behavior. I don't have to think it's appropriate. But at the same time, I can understand and have compassion that they're just trying to get their needs met, and they don't have a way to do it that's socially acceptable or that is really going to bring them the kinds of outcomes that they want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit deep for some of the people in the group, but it was like, well, this is where I just went, so I wanted to take you there too, you know.
Yeah.
So it was
interesting. We have just under 2 minutes of the call left. Is there anything about Accountable that you want to touch on again that we've talked about this month, or something that you got from the workshop that you want to share?
Well, I just think people need to really, they don't need to, but they could think about how to support themselves in being accountable. Like you talked about your calendar and your alarm system. For me, it's my gratitude and acknowledgement journal, my daily log. Those are ways that help me to be accountable. Also, for me, is to stop and take a deep breath, to be sure I'm breathing and just being in the moment and not getting hooked up in the past. That, you know, what are some ways that you can support yourself in this step of being accountable to those things that you're committed to, and at the same time having compassion for yourself and others? So, you know, maybe our guests could make a list of things that are supportive to them so that they could have that in mind when they need that extra support.
Yeah, totally. I think once you're clear on what it is that you want to do going forward, the commitments that you want to hold yourself accountable to, either that be, you know, some new intention that you have, or, you know, taking care of yourself better. Once you're clear on that, set yourself up for success. Make a list of those things that support you and that will help you hold yourself accountable in the most easiest way. Because the more easier you make it, the more likely you are going to do it. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight or when you listen. We appreciate it very much, and we ask that you continue to come back with us. We're going to be talking about present moment next week, and we would love to have you with us. Have a great week, everyone.
Good night.